1059 The Region, covering the most important stories of all, yours.
Hey, it's Rob on the Road, live on location at the Community Safety Village in Stouffville, and we are gearing up for another year of the 360 experience. It's the challenges of our community to step into the reality of youth homelessness. And I'm here with my old friend, Leslie, Director of Resource Development for 360 Kids. Leslie, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Rob. How are you?
I'm fantastic. This has got to be, what, 12 years now?
This is the 12th annual 360 experience that we have going on. And it's another amazing year going to happen here tonight.
I'm excited about it because I'm not participating, although I did twice because it's getting a little windy out there.
That's right. I know it was the weather was not looking so good last week, but today it's a good temperature, but the wind has picked up in the last little while in the afternoon. So I hope our participants dress warmly because it could be a little frigid out there this evening.
I'm kind of liking it because it gives them a taste of reality.
Absolutely. I mean, individuals who are unhoused and are homeless in our community here in York Region have to face this every single night. Just one night our participants are doing this, but you know, every single night young people are having to find places to stay and they're having to, you know, fend with the weather. And of course, during the wintertime, it's the most prevalent when people, you know, it's in people's minds about, you know, what are people doing when they're in the cold environment outside.
You know, I live downtown Toronto, love working in York Region, spend a lot of time in York Region. Downtown Toronto, you see the homelessness, you see the youth on the streets. Not as much here, but they're here. Like, let's talk stats. How many kids are we talking about? How many youths?
So on any given day, there are estimated between all of our service providers and the iCount that has happened in York Region over the last couple of years, any given day, there are over 300 homeless individuals who are without safe housing. And you see that. You may not see it directly, what you see downtown, people sleeping on grates and all that kind of stuff, because that's a large population that is coming from very rural communities where there are no services. We're very fortunate that in York Region that we have quite a number of agencies, including ourselves, that are here to help support not only young people, but adults who are homeless. And, you know, from our partners in the community, from Mosaic, from In From The Cold, 360 Kids, if you come to our shelters and our overnight housing services, you're going to see that we are full, we have wait lists, and we are in over, you know, providing overflow beds for young people and adults because there are just so many people who don't have a safe place to stay. We need community to come together and help create those solutions.
Are you finding that the numbers of youth are rising?
Definitely. We have an emergency housing program called Connections in Richmond Hill, and that provides 14 emergency beds for young people. It's still full every single day. But this year, we've been able to add an additional 8 beds. We have added two additional beds permanently to our shelter in overflow. And now we have cold weather emergency beds during the cold winter season. We've added another 6 beds that we have just in our drop-in center. So plus we have our Night Stop program that is a host homes family program where young people are staying in amazing community family homes that open their doors to young people to be able to provide them with that safe place in that bedroom when it's needed. And we see it needed every single night. So we are seeing an increase definitely of young people in our community who are looking for emergency housing and looking for those shelter beds every single night.
And what else is needed? Financial backing. And that's why we're here tonight. And how much have you raised thus far?
So with all of the participants raising so far, we have generated $364,000 to support 360 Kids programs that'll be focused on providing that housing, employment supports, those basic needs like food, clothing, hygiene items, hot meals to kids at our drop-in centers daily, as well as our education supports that we offer in our iGrad program. So amazing, it's great fundraising, but we need more. And we need the community to help us get there.
Beautiful. So where can people donate?
They can go to 360kids.ca. They'll see the 360 experience button. They can press it and make a donation online right on our website.
Coming up in just a little bit, more information on what the 360 experience is all about. It's Rob on the Road, live on location, getting ready to take on the cold. Well, not me, participants.
Access off air using the TuneIn app or by asking your smart speaker, play 105.9 The Region.